is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
We've got a number of things we want to cover in the segment. Let's start off with COVID-19 in Douglas County and what the last week has looked like.
Well, the last week, we're seeing a declining number of cases and a declining number of hospitalizations, which is great. We've been predicting this for several weeks, and we're now at a relatively low, but still certainly not zero, number of cases. One of the sad things is we continue to have deaths, and the deaths that we see are almost all among people who've never had the disease before and have never been vaccinated. So if you've had no immunity to this disease and get even Omicron, those people are getting sick and dying.
And is that is there a particular age range this has been more common lately?
So this is typically in older people. So almost all of the deaths in the last few months have been in people over 65, but some in their 60s, which I consider still to be quite young.
So how does the county numbers, how does it look with in comparison to the rest of the state?
So we're about just about the same as the rest of the state and the country. There are only a few hotspots in the country at this point now in Tennessee and Mississippi.
And talk about vaccinations and kind of where things stand.
So the very good news is just yesterday the FDA approved the new bivalent booster. So the shots so far were based on the original strain of the virus, which came from Wuhan back in January of 2020. This new vaccine has that strain plus the Omicron strain. And so we think this new booster, which was approved yesterday and should be arriving soon, will be great. And my recommendation is that everybody over the age of 12 should get a COVID booster.
Now, would you get that if you already, as an adult, got your second booster?
We're recommending that for everyone who's over 12. Even if you've gotten a booster of the other COVID vaccine, a COVID of this new vaccine, which is called the bivalent vaccine, should be great.
And what about treatments right now? What is being used most often?
So the most common treatment in Douglas County is the Paxlovid. The Paxlovid is an oral medicine you take twice a day, and it's been great. In fact, we don't think we've had a single person who's been on the Paxlovid who's wound up needing to be hospitalized.
Now, let's talk about some other topics. Monkeypox, where did things stand there?
Well, the good news is that monkeypox seems to have peaked and is subsiding. We've not yet had any cases in Douglas County, but we've had over 100 cases in Oregon. This has mostly been in men, mostly in men who have sex with men. And so we now have a vaccine. We're giving the vaccine for people at high risk. But I hope we've seen the worst of monkeypox.
And back to school, fall vaccinations, what's going to be coming up?
So nothing new for vaccines this year, just the same old vaccine schedule we've had before. We do know that through the pandemic, vaccines have kind of dipped. And so we're asking people to get updated. You won't get kicked out of school until February, so you've got a little bit of time to get them done. But please go ahead and get your back-to-school vaccines.
And we've been hearing recently, and every time it's come up, I sort of turn my head. Polio?
Yeah, so polio is really fascinating. So those of us who are older can remember a time when polio was a real scourge. This is a disease which goes through the community. Some just get a mild illness, but some wind up then with paralysis. And we may remember people in iron lungs or people with all of these braces because of a bout with polio. So for example, President Franklin Roosevelt got polio as a young man and was then left really quite disabled throughout the rest of his life. We got rid of polio with vaccination, first with the injectable polio vaccine and then with the oral polio vaccine. And so polio has not been circulating in the United States until recently. What happens now is that a vaccine-derived strain of polio came into the U.S. and infected a man who had not been vaccinated. And so he got polio. And when they check in the water in New York City, this polio virus is in the wastewater. And so there's a real concern that those who are not vaccinated against polio could get it. And there's no treatment for it once you get it. And so we are quite worried about that.
Now, how do you get polio? How does that get into the wastewater?
So it's an enteral virus. So it's a virus that gets passed through the gut, and it gets into the wastewater stream. And the techniques now are so sensitive that you can look at the wastewater and can tell the germs that are circulating in the community.
Wow. So other topics, things people ought to be thinking about right now?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of smoke. Yesterday, we had a moderate amount of smoke from fires really all around us. And so we need to be careful about that. We're especially concerned for people who are at high risk for smoke, and that's people with underlying lung disease like asthma, babies, and seniors. So there are ways to stay safe. We think being inside with an air purifier can really decrease your exposure to smoke, and we're encouraging people who are at risk not to do heavy outside activity.
And yesterday we did stay at that moderate level. We got awfully close to the threshold for being unhealthy if you had sensitive conditions. And it's hard to see or hard to say with the Rum Creek fire and any others that may start with some potential for that over the next couple of days for more fire starts, that it may not get worse, but it might.
It might well get worse. As you remember, the worst fires that we'd had were in early September, so we're certainly not past the end of the fire season.
All right, anything else you want to talk about?
I just think that the most important thing is that this fall, my goal would be for everybody to get a bivalent COVID vaccine and a flu vaccine.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Denenhofer, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.